talked to Christine a moment ago. She was watching her niece and nephew, young kids from Arizona.
Yeah, they were here staying for a week. What lucky kids.
Yeah, until they broke something at her house. And now she's like, do I ask my, is it her sister?
Yep.
Do I ask my sister to reimburse me to fix our painting that the children ruined, put a hole through the canvas? A lot of text messages, not tons. A lot of love for her, wanting to support her and having that repaired. Steve, you're in Minneapolis. You say List. No way, huh?
Yes. If the kids' parents were there watching them and they did that, then fine, go for it. But if they were responsible for watching those kids and they failed to stop them from doing that, that's on them.
That's a really good way of looking at it. That's actually really smart. I feel like we just figured it out right there.
Well, perfect. List. Okay,
well, we just figured out Blue's Clues. Look at that.
You must have had to deal with this before, Steve.
No, but I have lots of young kids, so I'm used to it.
So you're like, hey, when we send them off somewhere, 1, 2, 3, not it.
Not it.
That's on you.
Well, I mean, and kids are kids. Things are going to get broken.
Yeah.
Maybe not super prepared for that.
Thanks, Steve. Let's get to Susie in Minneapolis. You say ask for the money all day long. Why?
Because it was something that was handed down for generations. It's irreplaceable. If it was an item that just could be repurchased at a store today, then maybe not ask for the money back or ask for the money to replace it. But hey, you can't just go out and buy a painting that's been handed down for generations.
No, and I have no idea what restoration costs are. I mean, to have a canvas brought together and somehow stitched up, or I don't know how they do it.
I don't either, but
I don't know the cost either. And either way, maybe it's a split and ask for at least half or some of the money. But the parents really should also be held accountable for their children not listening.
Yeah, I mean, she did say don't do that. Okay, thank you. Let's get to Paul in New Hope. You say List. This is not on the parents.
No, it's not on the parents. If anything, it's on the lady because she should know better, like children. She says they're quick and fast and move like lightning. So she should know, like, hey, they're not going to listen to me. So I should put my valuables and stuff away so that it doesn't get broken if it's that important to you.
And I looked it up, by the way. A small painting can cost anywhere between $800 to $1,000 to restore. If it's a larger painting with damages, it can be between $10,000 and $15,000.
Oh, we don't know how big it is.
And that's the thing. She didn't say the size of the painting. So if it's a big one,
Let's get to Ann in Woodbury. Hi, Ann.
Oh, hi. I didn't know I was going to be live.
You are. And so you're saying List. Why? Why say List?
You know, if you're in charge of these kids, if they destroy something, there aren't bad kids. They're just bored kids. So you should be taking care of them, you know, not sitting in the kitchen with a glass of wine. They're going to break something.
They're not bad kids. They're bored kids.
Oh.
That should be on a sticker or something. That's right. Good. I like that one, Ann.
No, I mean, they shouldn't have to pay for that because you need to be watching the kids. And if they're going to break stuff. Because they're kids. So if you've got something important and valuable, it should be put away. You're not going to have a $1,000 vase sitting on the coffee table when these kids are rolling around.
Yeah. Well, and if she really wants to avoid her nieces and nephews ever coming over again, she should ask for the money.
Oh, for sure. Because that will start a fight.
Seriously, like a war between the sisters.
It would end it. Yep. They'll never come back, ever.
Yeah. Oh, boy. But they might also pay just because they're so upset. You know what? We will pay for it. Wait a minute. How much did that cost?
Yeah.
We'll just never see you again.
Thank you, Ann. All right. Well, there you go. It's 8:03. Sorry, Christine. It's on you. You're going to have to figure this out yourself. Get it fixed for your husband. Or I would just ask your husband. Maybe he'll go, oh, thank God.
Yes.
Maybe we can. This is a time to let it go and let's just be done with this stupid family tradition.
What if he totally thinks the same as you? It's so ugly. We don't want it on the wall.
In fact, I want to high five the kids. Well done. Thank you.